Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy. Proudly sponsored by Hum Finance. Why wait? Get it now. Split your payments with Hum. Visit shophum.com. Flexify Europe Limited, trading as Hum, is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Go loud. Sounds better with us.
Apologies, we're a bit late today, but we just are. No, I'm not apologising, actually. Why should we apologise? But we're late anyway. So you've all, it's like they've been all waiting in the waiting room of the doctors.
Oh, I hate waiting in the waiting room of the doctors.
Oh, so do I. Snap.
Hate it.
Snap.
One of my pet hates.
Yeah. Now, I've mentioned before, and I'm not going to go down that road, but I've mentioned before, because I'm not a medical card holder, because I pay for my health, I shouldn't have to wait in the doctor's waiting room. But I do. And
it is a conversation for another day.
But have you noticed, I don't know if your doctor is, your doctor like my doctor, the one thing I did used to like about the doctor's waiting room back in the day was the magazines.
Yes.
So my doctor, God rest him, no, he's not dead. My doctor was a big fan of National Geographic and golf. So that's the two things he's into, wildlife and golf.
Okay.
And obviously saving people's lives.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he used to have copies of the National Geographic there, which is a lovely magazine. It's a great magazine, isn't it?
It is.
No, you wouldn't even know what it is.
Of course you do.
What's it about?
There's birds on the front. I like any magazine with birds on the front.
Oh, that's FHM.
No.
Completely different magazine.
It had birds on the front.
No, it didn't. So what sort of doctors did you... Well, I'll tell you a story about that in a moment, ladies and gentlemen. But he used to be into golf. Or why am I saying used to be? The man is still alive. But after COVID...
Yeah, magazines were a thing of the past.
So when COVID came along, he got rid of all the magazines. And I was like, Doc, bring them back when COVID is over. And he won't bring them back now. And it makes...
But in fairness, some of them... They were manky because everybody walked into the office and they're flicking through them and they were manky.
Wiping their nose and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I know, but the waiting experience now in the waiting room, and our doctor as well doesn't play music over the tannoy.
Oh, really?
No, there's no music at all.
No telly, no nothing.
No, there's no telly in the waiting room and it's quite a salubrious GP office.
Salubrious.
Ah, yeah, it's a very, very high class.
What, like chandeliers and stuff?
Oh, so chandeliers. But it's the waiting room is not, it's not friendly and welcoming. That's all I'm saying. So there's no TV.
Because there's no magazines. That's the only reason.
Yeah, because I used to love reading the magazines. So you see what golfers, how's, well, it wouldn't be Jack Nicklaus. Jack Nicklaus hasn't swung a golf club in many years since he swung a golf club.
Years.
Yeah. Well, who name a big golfer at the moment?
Tiger. Oh, no, he's not good. He's not big anymore. Rory.
Yeah.
Ah, yeah, Rory.
Can you name another golfer? Go on.
Your man.
Bluff your way through golf. Come on, Adrian.
Your man, DeChambeau.
DeChambeau.
Yeah, that's his name, yeah.
Okay, DeChambeau.
Yeah.
We'll go with that there.
Yeah, DeChambeau. Is that his name?
No, it's not, but we'll go with that anyway.
It is DeChambeau.
Bryson.
Bryson, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Is that how you pronounce his name?
Bryson DeChambeau, yeah.
What?
Yeah, there. Bryson DeChambeau.
Okay.
What's his name?
Anyway, you used to be able to read the magazines and see what's going on in the world of sport and golf, and then you'd be able to read the National Geographic. Now you can do nothing. You're just sitting in the waiting room going la-di-da-di-da-di-da-di-da and nothing.
But I don't know about you, but I find this device here actually does the job.
No.
Does the job perfectly well.
It's not the same.
You can use your mobile phone while...
look here, Darren. We've obviously tickled Darren's testicles because he's naming a lot of golfers that he knows. John Rahm. Yes, John Rahm is a
good
golfer.
Good golfer, yeah, good golfer.
Why do you think... So where's John Rahm from, Adrian?
I don't know. Where's DeChambeau from?
But he's French, isn't he, DeChambeau?
He's actually not French, you fool.
Oh, is he not?
He's American.
Oh.
Bryson DeChambeau.
Bryce.
He's American.
Anyway, what were you saying?
I wasn't saying anything.
No, you were.
DeChambeau, great player.
No, we were over the golf now. We're over the golf. About the magazine.
Yeah, sorry, you can use your mobile phone while you're sitting in the doctor's waiting room. No big deal. Look.
Oh, no.
And you can even go to the National Geographic website if that's...
It's not... I like flicking.
Yeah, but...
I'll be honest.
I get why they've gotten rid of the magazines for once and for all, because they're manky.
Tomorrow's podcast, ladies and gentlemen, should they bring magazines back to the waiting room? Now, I will say this. I was in a waiting room, a medical waiting room, not too long ago, and they had dirty magazines on the table.
Dirty magazines?
Dirty magazines.
Why are you whispering that?
Because it's a bit embarrassing.
What sort of dirty magazines?
But what do you mean? What kind? The ones with...
You were in a waiting room.
Yes, I was in a waiting room.
And in the waiting room, they had dirty magazines.
They had dirty magazines.
Name the magazines.
Well, I can't name the magazines, but they were of pornographic material.
In a doctor's waiting room.
But it wasn't really a doctor's waiting room. I had to give a specimen.
A specimen?
Stop repeating everything I'm saying. I was asked to produce a specimen.
What sort of a specimen? A whistling specimen.
No, what is... By the way, if it makes that noise, you should
big problems. Yeah,
probably going.
You had to give. I get it. I get it now. I know what it is.
So here's where Adrian says something that it isn't completely, and then people will think it's funny and it actually isn't funny. Go on. I know what it is. Go on. What is it?
You were donating to a sperm bank.
No, nobody wants my sperm.
Why?
Because.
Oh, it's useless sperm, isn't it?
Before that happened, okay. Before people start making up their own stories about this, I'd never have gone to a... By the way, if you go to a sperm bank, you have to pay maintenance on the kids.
No.
But they're your kids.
Yeah, but you still don't.
How come?
That's why.
Why?
Because you're donating to somebody who desperately wants a child.
Yeah, no, happy days, well done.
Yeah.
Well done. But it's your child.
Yeah, but you don't have to pay for it.
You don't have to pay for
What's
it.
What's the point in that, then?
That's ridiculous. By the way, we're sorting out the whole topics for this week. So, magazines... In doctor's rooms.
They're gone.
The fact that you can make a baby and you don't have to pay for it, that's a deadbeat dad. That's a deadbeat dad.
No, you're actually helping somebody.
No. I can't stand over that, ladies and gentlemen. Do you think sperm donors should have to pay for the upper...
Like, then you'd have no sperm donors. Who wants to voluntarily walk in and say, I'd love to pay maintenance on a child?
But they're your children.
But you're helping somebody to conceive a child.
Yeah, but it's still you've made the child.
No, you don't know how the whole thing works.
Well, clearly you don't. Anyway, I'm not a sperm donor, but I did have to go a couple of years ago to a... I don't know what the word... The reproductive centre of the... Of a certain hospital. Can't name the hospital.
You can't name the hospital?
I can't.
Why, for legal reasons or something?
No, you'll have Gavin Pepper up there. And why are they giving out porn mags to people? Why are they giving out porn mags? What's going on there? I don't know if you've seen this online, but there's porn mags in doctor surgeries now.
Okay, so you're not naming the surgery.
And one porn mag had an illegal immigrant on the front. Sorry, I'm turning into Jerry Hutch now.
Yeah.
Jerry Hutch, I have a problem with porn mags as well.
So, in this particular surgery, they had porn mags.
To get you aroused. So I had to donate. They wanted to see how good my swimmers were.
Or not.
Or not, as the case may be, okay?
Yes.
So I don't know, have you ever had your swimmers checked?
No.
Although your swimmers wouldn't win the Olympics.
No, they wouldn't.
They wouldn't. Your swimmers would be like, have you ever seen the Olympics, the swimmer that hasn't even left?
So I've never had to donate, as you put it, in that way.
Yeah.
That must be a bit weird. So you rock into the place, yeah?
Well, I don't really want to go into the details of...
I know, but I'm imagining the details now. So you walk in, they hand you a dirty mag, and you go in and you whack one off, yeah. And you bring it back out in a little jar. Ew.
So I don't want to...
I'd say that's horrendous.
I don't want to delve too much into this, because it's...
Well, no, I've just paraphrased the whole...
No, but that's not what happened at all.
What?
So I was asked to get my... I don't even like the S word. Can we come up with a different word for it?
What?
Jizz.
Jizz?
Jizz, yeah. I don't like the SP or...
You're telling me you went into a clinic and the doctor or the nurse said, will you give me some jizz?
No.
I don't think they said that.
Oh, they use the S word. I hate the S word. It's my icky word.
Spunk.
It's even worse. The way you said it, like a school child, like spunk. Spunk. I had to give a jizz.
That's not what they asked for. No. What did they ask for?
I had to get my jizz tested. Okay, that's the bottom line. Okay?
Yeah.
And I was asked to go into the reproductive section of a certain hospital in Dublin City.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
Clear?
Yep.
At 10 o'clock in the morning. Okay?
Got it.
And I went in. And it's all very, for those of you lads who've ever done this, I'm sure. Anyway, I was hemming and hawing about it, and my wife did the usual thing that women do. I had to get a smear test. Have you any idea what a smear test is? I said, no, because I don't have a vagina, so I don't need to have a smear test. But if I did have a vagina, I would walk in for a smear test like Conor McGregor walks, you know, like that with the arms out. How's it going? Smear me twice. Smear me twice.
Anyway, so come on, you had to give a donation.
So you go into the room and there is a selection of magazines there. Now, first of all, you realise that you're using a magazine that probably has the jizz of 100 men on it.
Stop it now, stop.
Stop, but it does. There's a lot of jizz on the magazine.
Jesus.
They don't change the magazines every day, which they probably should do. Although it's hard to get a...
Now I can't get that image out of my head.
But it's hard to get a jizz mag nowadays.
So where
would you get a jizz mag?
I don't know.
Where would you buy a jizz mag?
I've never heard them called that.
Neither have I. So I went into the room, guys, and there's a very small avenue of time that you have to get it done. So you literally have to be in and out in 5 minutes. Because you can't have a load of lads queuing up. Like, hey, it's an In-N-Out job.
Right, In-N-Out.
Like In-N-Out Burger, yeah? In-N-Out Burger. So, unfortunately, due to the sterile environment of the room,
yeah,
I couldn't...
Perform.
I couldn't perform.
Oh, that's a bit of... So did you have to go back out to the nurse and say...
So I'm in there and...
Jizzagum.
The mag is there.
Yeah.
Some of the women in there were a bit fat. Maybe that was the reason. Get jizz mags with skinny women. And Rebecca says, I'm going to be sick.
Well, yeah, don't blame you, Rebecca.
I nearly was as well.
So are you telling me you couldn't leave a deposit?
I couldn't leave a deposit.
What did you say?
That is the God honest truth. I could not actually perform.
Did you have to go back out and
because
say?
Because it's not a natural environment. Who whacks off in a hospital?
I know.
Now, there's many places probably you have done.
But like not a hospital.
Confession box.
Really?
Yeah. No, not me. You.
No.
Did you not?
No, I didn't.
Oh, I think you did. The back of the 46A on the night link on the way home, but I just couldn't do it because it wasn't a natural environment for me to do it in. And
did you have to go back out and say I can't do it?
Yeah, so I went back out to her and I had to say
Nilain Jizzagum.
Nilain Jizzagum. And I ended up having to do it at home. But then you only have a certain amount of time before the jizz dies.
Oh.
Yeah, it doesn't say alive forever, head. What do you think if I put jizz on the table here?
So you will not. Let's move on. No, stop it.
Anyway, I had to do it at home, but then you only have a small amount of time that you have to get it to the hospital before it becomes gloopy, I suppose. Is that a word, gloopy?
I don't know. So I've never had to make such a donation.
Well, it's horrific. I'd take 10 smear tests before I do that again, I have to say. So I had to drive all across the city, yeah, with a little jar, a jug. But it's not a jug. That's ridiculous. That'd be in a jug. A little jar. What's it called? A specimen jar.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm driving across breaking red lights and driving up on paths and stuff like that to get the jizz there before the jizz died.
That's a lovely conversation.
Anyway, the bottom line is I did have very, very healthy sperm. They measure per units.
Oh, is this not since you got the chuk, 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 chuk?
No, this is before.
Oh.
Yeah, no, this is before. It's something every man should do, get your jizz checked. That should be an ad campaign, actually. Can we do a jingle for it?
Get your jizz checked.
Jesus. This is human anatomy, Adrian.
Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon.
Sorry, Damien says, Jeremy, could you not ask the nurse to give you a hand? Now, Damien, that is a fair and honest question and a valid question. But one of the things that actually turned me off was she was like the matron in the old movies.
Oh, really?
She had whiskers and stuff like that.
Ah, stop.
She had about seven chins. Sorry. No, you're going to have to perform your little action into that jar there. So, Damien, in answer to your question, I'd rather Adrian help me dick than this one.
You're grand.
Are you sure?
Yeah, positive.
No, the job's done now.
Opinions matter. Opinions matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
Big purchase on your mind? With Hum, you don't have to put it off, because you can spread the cost with easy, flexible payments at thousands of stores. No hidden fees and no stress. It's simple. Apply online today at shophum.com and start shopping smarter. Hum. More life for your money. Flexify Europe Limited, trading as Hum, is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
You may have noticed that the woman sitting beside me, or man, we're not quite sure of the gender, has quite a croaky voice. I've never said this about you before, so I'm going to say for the first time ever, and I'll never...
I turn it on.
Today you actually are.
Oh, woo!
Yeah, the husky voice. I don't normally like a woman with a husky voice.
Yeah, I'm hoping it will stay like that. I think it's my voice. It was very bad last week.
How's your box?
My box, it's not affected by my voice, thankfully. It's not husky.
No, but is your box raw?
What?
Your voice box.
What
are you talking?
Oh, dear. Yeah, no.
Yes, how's your box?
I sound very sexy.
Is your box raw?
My box is a bit sore.
Yeah, it sounds like
If it takes too much of a big load, it's just, yeah.
I think you might have strep A. What's it called?
Strep A.
Strep A.
Afternoon, guys. Huh?
Strep A. So can you close that door, actually, because there's a lot of noise in the background.
Sorry.
Thank you. There you go.
Streptococcal anyway, or something. I don't know what it's called.
Do men like women with a husky voice?
I used to work with a girl in the last radio station.
Don't name names.
No. Her voice is amazing. She wasn't on air. But Jesus, if there's a person who should be on air, her voice was made.
Did she have
her.
A husky voice?
Oh, so sexy.
Really?
Oh, such a sexy husky voice.
Because I think a sexy husky voice in a man is sexy, isn't it?
Do you know whose voice I love? Oh my God, it's the ultimate late. Ultimate radio voice. What's his name? He does the voiceovers for The Old Place.
The voice?
Emmett something.
No idea.
Radio voice. He does voiceovers on radio.
By the way,
Emmett Kirwan.
No, by the way, could you do me a favour?
What?
Could you get your nails done?
Oh, yeah, no, yeah. I took all my nails off.
I know. This is a podcast, guys.
Hang on. No, wait. Play this guy's voice. He came in once the last radio station.
I don't have his voice. How can I get his voice?
I don't know, but he's a voiceover. His voice is just, he has the best radio voice on the planet.
Oh, I'd say I have the best radio voice.
No, face for radio.
Anyway, Katie came in today to record this podcast, and this won't affect you guys because it's a podcast, so it's audio, so you don't get to see it.
I don't have my nails.
But the one thing that I like on a woman and that I require on a woman.
Acrylics.
The one thing that I require on a woman, yeah, is good nails.
Yeah. I just
my pet. Hey, don't just
Jeremy, I'm sorry for you, but I had to take them off because they break and then they pull your nail off with them. Any woman knows the struggle.
So the one thing I will say about my wife is that her nails are always. So she, you know, because of her job, she wasn't able to have nails before.
Is she not working now? Lazy son of a bitch.
Fleabag, yeah. She does work.
Are you about to say she can have nails now because she doesn't work? Oh my God.
No, that's not what I'm saying. So, Darren said Dara's voice. Yes,
yeah, really has a hard on for Dara.
Oh, I doubt that man has had a hard on.
No, fairness, she is a cracker.
Yeah, Dara,
if
you're
honest.
Well, looks like.
I really have a hard on for her.
Really? Don't be giving her a big head.
We were talking about tattoos last week and she sent a picture and.
She covered herself,
covered, but she's an absolute beauty.
Yeah, Dara has a voice like that. My name is Dara. I have tattoos.
Yeah. That's not the way she talks.
Yeah, Jeremy, why do you hate women? Anyway, the one thing I would say about my wife, as you know, because of her job, we can't get into GDPR, but my wife...
You've said before on this show what your wife does.
Doesn't matter, but we won't repeat it. Because of the job she does...
She has to stick her finger up bum-bums.
Because of the job she does, she wasn't able to have nails done because she's a veterinary nurse and they don't stick their fingers up cats unless the cat asks for it. And that's an extra charge, okay?
Does she actually have to stick her fingers
No, she does. Why would you have to do that to any animal?
Check for lumps.
No, you don't have to check for lumps. No, okay. They have MRIs or whatever. She's never had her finger up a cat's bum, okay? Anyway, they changed the rule for veterinary now. That now if you work in veterinary, you can have your nails done.
Oh.
So they changed that a couple of years ago. So now she has beautiful nails and I've become a nail man. And I have to be honest with you, Katie, and I'm glad this is audio and not video. Your nails are vile.
I don't bite my nails.
They're literally disgusting. There's bits of clay underneath them.
No, there's not.
There's a bit of poo under your thumb.
There's
absolutely disgusting.
I have to take my nails off because what happens is any woman knows who gets the acrylics done, they grow halfway out. And if you can't get them filled in because you work or you can't get an appointment, they look fucking awful. So you have to take them off and then wait. Do you know what I'm going to go with though? Maybe you've heard of this. You having a wife now. Biab. This is the way forward with nails.
Okay.
So it's like it builds on your natural nail. Sorry, my boy, you brought up the topic. I actually was going to talk about something way more important.
Yeah, I have something way more important to talk about. So anyway,
I want to give a big congratulations here to Mammy Pig.
Yeah, Mammy Pig had a
Mammy
baby.
Mammy Pig had her baby girl this morning. Where did she have her?
Holly Street.
She had her in the same hospital where Kate Middleton had her baby, and the baby's name is Evie.
Oh, hi,
Isn't
Evie.
Isn't that cool?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, even though Peppa's a bitch.
Yeah, that's a bitch of a sister.
Peppa is a bitch.
Yeah, congratulations to Mammy Pig.
It was announced on Good Morning Britain at 5:34 this morning. She gave birth to a baby girl named Evie in honour of Mummy Pig's aunt. Could you imagine Mummy Pig and Daddy Pig going at it? That'd be disturbing, wouldn't it?
He's a fat pig. Like, literally
a
fat pig.
Poor Daddy Pig gets it in the neck from Peppa, though.
What? Oh, yeah, she's a horrible young one, that one. Bitch, isn't she?
She is.
She is
an absolute bitch. I don't let my kids watch Peppa.
At least she has her nails done.
No, she doesn't have her nails done.
Anyway, I just want to let you know, Keith says she had her finger up a pussy's rear end. You see, this, why can we... so immature. All I'm saying, girls...
Oh, Jeremy, put it... You fucking, they'll sort their nails when you sort your face. People have to go around looking at your face.
Nothing
what are you going to do about
nothing
that?
Nothing I can do about
your
my face.
Your receding hairline. Nothing. Your bad choice of clothes.
All I'm saying
you're
is,
pathetic.
Ladies,
you look
do
like,
not underestimate.
You look like a German pervert.
A German
yes,
pervert?
Yes, you look like a German pervert. If
Hans.
You, were to, you look like Hans shouldn't have had his Hans somewhere. If there was a like a dictionary with an insert, German pervert, your face would be beside it. Would be beside it. You would literally, you look German and you look like a perv.
Do you know what the German for KY jelly is, by the way? This is true, you can look this up. So you know what KY jelly is?
Yes.
I say you use it by the bucket load. I say literally does Amazon deliveries every day of their life.
Yeah, KY jelly is not just used for that, Jeremy.
Okay, but
KY jelly has plenty of
the German uses. Word for KY jelly. This is true. You can look this up. You can Google this. Is Dick Schleider?
No, it's not.
It's actually true.
No, it's not.
That's actually true.
Stop. No, it's
that's
not.
Actually true.
No.
If you look up a German dick, if you got a German dictionary there in your press, she's Googling it.
No, you're messing.
Yes,
me.
No. That is actually true. If you look it up, yeah, look it up now. Google it and see. So look up the German for KY jelly.
Oh my God! It is.
Who knew?
You still look like a German pervert, though.
Who knew that the German word for KY jelly is Dick Schleider? Isn't that bizarre? That's, did you not know that?
I did not know that.
So for those of you who...
I did not know that. That's very interesting. Thanks for that.
Sorry, what's Dave saying? Jer's hairline looks more like a model for coastal erosion. Oh, sorry, Dave. Sorry, Dave. I'll come back with a retort for that after I've counted all your chins and bellies. There you go.
Oh, way, Jeremy. Typical.
Yeah,
typical.
I'll count all your chins and
no,
bellies.
No, Jeremy, no. You look like a fucking Q-tip.
Anyway, can I ask you a question,
what?
All of you? How do you feel about... Have you ever used a portable toilet, a port-a-loo?
Like a toilet you carry around with you?
Okay, but that doesn't exist. That doesn't exist.
What do you mean a portable toilet?
Yeah,
what's a port?
Have any of you listened to this?
Oh, like the things that are at festivals?
Yes, have you ever used
them? Oh, no.
So the reason I'm saying that is I was asked to go, I was given free tickets to go along to Electric Picnic this year.
Jeremy, the German pervert at Electric Picnic, yeah, okay.
Okay, and I've used a portable toilet only once in my life, and it was at Oxygen. Remember Oxygen?
Yeah.
Remember the?
Oh, did you go to Oxygen?
I did. I went to see the Black Eyed Peas in... And it was... Oh, What's wrong?
Just so you have a vision of you at Oxygen.
There was lots of Dick Schleider going on there, wasn't there? Lots of KY jelly.
I'd say it was more Hand Schleider, Jeremy, for
anyway,
you.
I don't think I can go because I can't...
Abhor?
Is that the word?
Abhor.
You're a journalist.
Abhor means hate.
Okay, I abhor...
Are you abhor?
The idea... Of
you can't abide.
By the way, you're the woman that thought the expression was a damp squid.
So by the way,
she
you
literally
want to go
thought
back
it was
to 15
a damp,
years ago. Now what are you doing?
It was a damp octopus.
What are you doing compared to what am I doing?
Oh, here we go.
Yeah.
Anyway, I abhor the idea of sitting on the toilet and doing a poo. Yeah. What's wrong?
You went to college.
Yes.
You studied journalism.
Journalism, yeah.
You're sitting here telling our listeners about how you do not like to defecate.
No, I can't. I can barely. So the last time I went to Oxygen and I knew there was port-a-loos, I have a phobia about going to the toilet in a port-a-loo. I find them disgusting.
They are disgusting.
They are vile.
Yeah.
So what I did before I went to Oxygen was I took... food that doesn't come out too easy, if that makes sense. No, I ate a load of food that slow processing food, it's called. Food that doesn't...
Like what? What is slow processing food?
Legumes. Do you know what a legume
is? Legumes are the worst.
No.
They're very fibrous.
No, legumes. By the way, you haven't seen a legume since the 80s, would you stop?
A legume is a pea.
It would be part
or
of
Or like a chickpea or...
Hang on. Legume family. Hang on a second. What's in the legume family? Oh, yes, you're right, Katie. A pea is a legume. A carrot is a legume. A chickpea is a legume. Yeah. And green beans. So anything that's
green. That's all very fibrous.
No, legumes, they work through your anus quite slowly and your rectum. So if you go to a gig and you, like, I will, I don't mind doing.
Why are we spending 10 minutes talking about your defecation?
What I'm saying is, I want to know how people feel about portable toilets. How do you feel about it? Vanessa says you can bring your own portable toilet. Argos do them. Well,
we don't have Argos anymore.
Sorry, Vanessa, 2015 rang.
She's like, not living here anymore.
Doesn't matter. Argos is gone. But I just could not do a poo in a portable toilet. So,
do you know what you should have done?
What?
You know what you should have done? You should have, when you go for a colonoscopy, you get this drink that clears yourself out. Nothing left in the system.
Okay.
You should have gone and gotten that.
But then you'll feel hungry.
Do that before you get home.
So it's like
you get drunk quicker.
Is it an anal flush?
It's not a dirty, what's it called?
I don't know what it's called. I've never heard of it.
Oh, what's the word for when you clean out your ass?
A good night? A great Saturday
what's
night?
What's the word for, like, it's a medical process for, like, literally cleaning out your ass?
I don't know.
You know the one.
I don't know.
Oh, it's a medical procedure. People get it done.
Darren says taking a stool. I don't talk about stools is the most natural thing in the world. Yes, but not in a portable toilet. I have a big problem.
No, it's not anal douching or rectal douching.
Anal douching? Oh,
no. No, but there's a word.
How is this podcast not being cancelled? How does it even get
for
listeners?
A colon? It's called a colon cleansing.
A colonoscopy,
but
is
no,
it?
No, it's not a colonoscopy. It's not a colonoscopy.
Oh, the thing where you get the jet spray up, the Karcher.
Yeah, it's
the
like
Karcher power washer. Yes, what's it called?
No, it's not an enema. It begins with D. I know it begins with D,
terrified.
But I'm going to say derogation, but it's not a derogation.
No.
No.
Spray up your bum. I'm terrified.
Let's see what comes up.
I'm terrified of what's going to come up. A B-day share?
No,
not a B-day share. It doesn't matter.
It does matter because it's going to annoy me. It's a procedure beginning with D. It's not an enema. It's not. It's a medical procedure.
Oh, you're thinking about colonic irrigation.
Colonic irrigation.
Yeah.
Why did I think we began with D then? That's weird. But that's the one.
Yeah, colonic irrigation.
You might feel amazing after one.
Really?
Yeah, apparently you feel like a new person. Bloating, cramps, all that.
I don't know if I could sit there with someone putting a tube up my backside, to be honest with you.
I don't think the app has lifted there, Jeremy.
You what?
Messages coming in about
no, it has. It has, yeah. It's up and work. Anyway, I'm glad that I'm not the only one that completely
abhors.
That I'm not the only one that abhors public toilets. I just couldn't go. Could you go? Could you do?
No, I couldn't even do number one.
Could you not?
Oh, no, I wouldn't go near one, no.
Why?
They're rotten.
But no, I don't know the workings of a woman's...
I'd rather literally take a wee in a field.
No, I don't know the workings of a woman's private parts.
I'm sure you don't.
I don't know about the plumbing down there. No, I don't know what the story is.
I'd imagine not.
But can a woman not hover?
A woman can hover, but even still, I'd rather hover in a field somewhere than hover in one of those smelly oaks.
But when you close the door of the port-a-loo and it's just like... and. There's like gaps in the at the top of there. People can look in at you doing your business and stuff like that.
What you think? You think people want to watch you? No. Taking a shit.
No. Anyway, I just could not go to a festival. Have you ever been to a festival?
I have been to a festival.
Which
I've been to a couple of festivals.
Which festival?
Fairy House.
No, you're not a
festival. Fairy House and stuff.
You're not a festival.
I'm not
woman.
A festival woman because I just don't like the idea of not being able to shower and camping and muck and all that. That wouldn't be for me.
But you have the nails for festival.
No, I don't have the nails for festival. My nails are literally, look, they're all dry because I'm pulling off my nails. Do you know how much it costs to get a set of nails?
No, don't care. My wife does them.
No, she doesn't.
Yeah, she does it as a side hustle.
That woman doesn't do, besides you.
Cook dinner for me. Bake a cake.
Opinions matter. Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Need something now but want to spread the cost? With Hum, you can shop at thousands of stores with easy, flexible payments. No hidden fees, no stress. Apply today at shophum.com. More life for your money. Flexify Europe Limited, trading as Hum, is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
I have a question to ask you.
Okay.
Why are you looking at me like that? You think it's not a personal question.
Okay.
Do you know your blood type?
I do.
Stupid.
I do.
That's your blood type.
No, the reason I know my blood type is because when I was pregnant, I had to get this injection called the anti-D injection because I'm rhesus negative.
I don't want to know
I'm
your whole life
negative.
Story. I don't
but
know.
You asked me about my bloods.
Okay, go on.
So my husband is a positive blood type. I'm a negative blood type. My children.
Oh, that would actually make a lot of sense. That would literally nothing has been. So your husband is positive and you're negative.
I'm
that's you all know. You need to say. Stop.
So
podcast
my kids
is
are
over.
Positive.
No. Stop.
Because I'm negative. I'm
yeah,
positive.
Oh, you are.
I had to get this injection in case our bloods mix. But I'm AB negative, which is like one of the. I think it's the rarest blood group on the in the world.
Yeah, I don't know. The reason I'm asking, I was asked to fill out my blood type there the other day in a form. I can't say what form it was.
Okay.
GDPR and all that. But I don't. How do you find out your blood type?
Blood test, I'd imagine.
How, where would you?
I would be on your birth cert. Do you have a birth cert? No, not your birth cert. You, with the thing
no,
you're born.
Your blood is no. That, no, it's not on that. How, can anybody tell me how you find out what blood you are?
I bet you're such an average Joe. I bet you're just an O positive. I bet you're an O positive guy. Well, nothing stands out about
but
you.
But I am
you're
a very... okay, so no need to insult me. I am a very positive person. By the way, there's a bit of your lunch on your mouth there.
No, some of my lunch probably been on my lipstick, Jeremy.
Oh, that's you. You don't know how to put your lipstick on properly. Do you have to go for a blood test to find that out?
Yeah. Well, you're hardly going to go in and they just look at you and say, okay, I think you're A.
I can't give blood, by the way.
Why?
Is there anybody else...
why can't you give blood?
I'll explain this. Is there anybody else listening at the moment? No, is there anybody else listening at the moment?
Oh,
I'm
asking.
No, is there anybody else listening at the moment who isn't allowed? I am banned from giving blood.
Because you lived somewhere between a certain time.
No, I literally, the only place I lived other than where I live is me ma's. I don't think you get banned from giving blood.
Okay, so it's not that.
Yeah.
And you're not a homosexual, because I remember there used to be,
no,
there used to be a law.
No, the gays.
How insulting was that? We want your blood, but not if you're gay.
Yeah, sure, why not? Why not?
So insulting.
Ah, why not? No, I don't have the gay gene either.
Did you ever have a bug of some sort?
A bug?
Did you ever have like MRSA or something?
Jess says my blood type is prick positive. That's a great name for blood. Prick positive. And again, if anybody else isn't allowed to give blood, would Jess be allowed to give blood?
I wouldn't want your blood. I'd rather die.
Are lesbians allowed to give blood?
If I had anything of you running inside me, I would rather die.
Sorry, if I had anything of me running inside you, I would. No, there's no need for you to die. I would literally kill myself.
I would.
Okay?
If they came to me with your blood,
literally,
we're like, Katie, we can save you.
Hang on a sec. There's buses that go by Port Marnock all the time. I'll gladly walk out in front of them if anything belonged to me. Yeah.
Are you afraid of needles?
No, I'm not afraid of needles. The reason I can't give blood is I was bitten by a monkey.
I would well believe.
No, that's actually true.
Really?
Yes, that's actually true.
So is it a fear that you might have this disease?
No, have you ever given blood?
No. I've had blood taken, but I've
literally don't give blood because you'd pass the stupid gene on to whoever would take your blood. Literally, they would get the Katie stupid gene. You know, you're a bit thick.
Okay. So do you want to compare who's doing what in their jobs now, their daily day-to-day?
Yeah,
what are you doing?
Jeremy,
do you know what this was? This was a classic case of when the student becomes the master. Because you ended up doing what you're doing and I ended up doing what I'm doing. And what I do and quite requires a lot more intellect and, you know, journalistic quality.
Yeah, let's be honest,
skills.
Katie. Can I be honest? And I don't mean to insult you here, okay?
You're going to do it anyway.
Yeah, I am. The only reason you've ever got a job in this industry is because of DEI.
Hmm?
See, she doesn't even know what DEI is. DEI. You will just wait while Katie. We'll come back to you with that.
I will
Katie,
have you know.
While Katie
I'll
Googles that.
Do you not remember that you guys...
So Katie doesn't know what DEI means.
No, well, let me bring you back to
Donald Trump hates DEI.
Let me bring you back to the fact that when I first started working with you guys on the phone show, you came to me when you were going to 98FM.
Oh, that's because Adrian said you had big jabs. Adrian said, hire the girl. No, that's true. Hire the girl with the big jabs. That's what he said.
You came to me. When this podcast was starting, if I don't recall correctly, you came to me. So, bitch, back in your place, please. Because you're following me around like a bad smell.
Okay.
You're like thrush. You're an irritating...
We don't say that word.
Oh.
So DEI, it's the big thing in America where you have...
Oh, diversity, equality and inclusion.
That's what it is, so...
Oh, so they hired me under what? Like a special...
So you know the way every company has to hire one trans person?
Yeah.
You know the way in the American Army now they have trans people? We had to hire you because you're trans.
Oh, God, Jeremy.
Literally.
Oh, so little you know. What are you doing every day? What lining up songs?
They said to us, hire someone trans.
Lining up songs, Jeremy Dixon.
And you can never be cancelled if you hire a trans person. And here we go. Katie,
I'm not trans.
You are trans. Yeah, you are trans. Yeah.
Oh.
Your pronouns, yeah?
No, Darren sent me a message. He asked me, is it true that you work on classic hits for the Niall Boylan show?
No, I don't work on the Niall Boylan show. No.
No.
No, no, don't. Katie's pronouns are stupid.
And yet I'm in a... Yeah, I have a better title.
You didn't
title
know what to you want. Anyway,
yes,
sorry.
Yes, I have a better title than you.
We're not going to sit here slagging each other. Let me talk to you about... So if you get bitten by a monkey... So I was bitten by a monkey in Gibraltar.
Where?
Gibraltar, you know Gibraltar.
Bite you on the nuts.
You know where Gibraltar is?
Yeah, it's in somewhere.
Here we go.
It's near Marbella.
If you give her enough rope, she'll hang herself.
It's near Marbella.
Yep.
And it is English speaking.
Yeah, okay.
Because it was colonised by the English.
Yeah.
And there's monkeys living on her. Yeah. But I cannot say the name.
I'm getting so turned on by your intelligence. That's all true.
Gibraltar. What's it? Gibraltar. No.
What's the name of the place?
Gibraltar. I never do well with the name.
Well, actually,
I was going so
the
well.
The Spanish name is Gibraltar.
Gibraltar, okay.
But Gibraltar, yeah. So I was up in Gibraltar a couple of years ago and a monkey attacked me and got me in a headlock. And I was punching the monkey in the face to try and get him off me. And my son was standing there screaming, like, leave the monkey alone, Daddy. What did the monkey do to you?
Oh, screw Daddy getting beat up. Like.
I was like, stop punching the monkey, Daddy. I was like, no, he's fucking...
Apparently they're very, very aggressive.
So this one, I was told by the experts there that he was in heat. So you know the way some people get aggressive when they're horny? Like you. When you come in here horny, you're always aggressive.
I saw you as the female mate.
Oh my God, that's what it was.
That is mortifying for you.
He wants to implant me with monkey sperm.
Oh my God, that is so awkward.
Anyway, he got me in a headlock, guys. And
so if anybody ever says that to Jeremy, nobody finds you attractive, you can always quote the monkey.
Literally, well, it was an ape to be.
They don't have gorillas and apes walking around. They're different kind of monkeys. They're not apes.
No, they're apes.
It's not like Tarzan.
No, they're apes. That's what they are. They're apes.
I don't
apes.
Think so.
So I've been to Gibraltar about 10 times. Thank you.
And so the monkey was in heat and wanted to ride you.
Oh, God.
That's what it was.
No monkey ever wanted to have sex with me. But my son was defending the monkey. Anyway, the monkey had me in a headlock. I was punching the monkey in the face. By the way, always be nice to monkeys.
Why?
Well, the animal cruelty and all that. But when you're fighting for yourself, you have to... punch back. So I was punching the monkey in the face. My son was shouting at me, saying, Daddy, you leave that poor monkey alone. The monkey literally had me in a headlock, and then the monkey bit on my arm, and I had to go and get an injection.
What injection? Tetanus?
I don't know what it was, but I was eating,
so you can
I was eating bananas non-stop for about 5 weeks afterwards. No, I actually was.
The poor monkey.
Yeah.
Imagine what the poor monkey was infected with. I wonder, did he have to go and get an injection?
Chris says Sean has been known to spank the monkey. Oh, that's our friend Sean.
Jesus.
I know, I'd say if anybody's Sean, for those of you listening to this podcast, Sean is a regular contributor to this
He's not here to defend himself. I haven't seen him here.
Oh, so we can't say that then.
So is he here to defend himself?
No, he's not. Okay, Sean allegedly spanks his monkey.
Oh, Jeremy, I'd say if there's anybody spanking monkeys, I'd say it's you.
Anyway, let that be a lesson to you. If you ever are going to, what's the name of the place, Katie?
Gibraltar.
No, say it. Gibraltar.
Gibraltar.
Gibraltar. If you're ever going to Gibraltar, just be careful because the apes are actually quite aggressive. They're like Katie.
When I'm in heat.
When you're in heat. You in heat.
That's why I'm never aggressive around you. Jesus, you're like the ultimate boner kill. I'm telling you, your face, instead of just giving it people Viagra, instead of the, you know, you don't have to take Viagra. What's the anti-Viagra called?
I don't know.
When it makes you flaccid?
I don't, she's off on one.
Your face should just be on like... a package, and then when someone's going around with wood and it's a really awkward place, just give them a picture of Jeremy and bang.
Well, I've always said,
they're gone.
I've said to friends of mine, the best contraception you can ever give somebody, yeah, is send them a video of one of your kids having a meltdown. So if there's anybody, there's two friends of mine at the moment who are married, they got married a year ago.
Hell yeah.
And he married a woman who had the same name as his ex-wife, but that's another day's story. He said you didn't want to talk about it, so we won't talk about it. Well, it's not awkward, they both have the same name. So his ex-wife and his current wife had the same name.
Oh, God, no, I would want to be anything but. If you move on and you're like, bad omen.
No, but if you happen to fall in love with someone that has the same name as your ex, what? Anyway, they're trying to have kids at the moment, or plan to have kids, and every time one of my kids has a meltdown, I'll have to play one of the videos one day on the podcast of my daughter having a meltdown. It's fucking...
Do you know what I hate?
It's like a scene from The Exorcist. Like,
do you know what I hate? Do you know when people are trying to have kids and they say we are trying to get pregnant or we are pregnant.
Let's just take two to, yeah.
No, it takes two to make it happen. But when people say we are pregnant, no, you are not pregnant. Your woman is pregnant.
Oh, see, Casey, there you go. You're judging. Trans women can get pregnant. Yes, they can. As you know, you're trans and have had babies.
How did you get back to trans from that?
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
Katie, my researcher here.
Oh!
Was just telling me before we pressed record that it's 10 years since the marriage equality. Now, can I say something about the marriage equality?
Oh, come on, give us your insights.
Jeremy's about to get cancelled. No, it's nothing like that.
Okay.
I voted yes.
Yes, okay. So did I, obviously.
In fact, I found my badge at home the other day.
What was a no to yes? Can you remember what was the...
About 64.
That is crazy. So many no's still. Like, in 2015...
They were all in Roscommon. So Roscommon was the only... No, they were.
The homophobic nation of Ireland.
Yeah, like, if it was a vote to marry your brother,
they'd
all vote
yes. I know it's completely off topic, but I can't believe it even had to go to a vote. Like, who gives a fuck who marries who? Do you know what I mean?
Because it was a constitutional thing. But anyway, yeah, I voted yes. You voted yes.
Yeah.
There was never a question that I wasn't going to vote yes. Mm-hmm. But there was one person on myself and Katie know that should remain nameless, and he's of the homosexual variety.
Okay.
Yeah, he's of the homosexual variety.
I don't know who you're talking about.
Oh, hang on. I have to write it down. Don't say this person's name.
No, but I'm sure as the story progresses.
Oh, well, then I won't write it down. Okay.
Yeah, let me see if I get it. Go on.
Anyway, you get nothing.
No,
anyway,
I don't.
During the run-up to the same-sex referendum, he was out putting up posters, vote yes, vote yes. He was a big campaigner for the
P.
Yes.
Yes.
He was a big campaigner for the yes vote.
Yeah.
And
he was brilliant, actually.
In fairness to him, he was fantastic. He was working round the clock. He was putting posters up.
He was amazing.
Gays deserve rights.
He nearly became the face of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Literally pushing it across the line, asking everybody to vote yes.
Did he get married?
And he never bloody got married after all that. He literally...
I don't think it was about actually getting married for him. I think it was just about having equal
rights.
Doesn't
matter. I have a big problem with the gays who didn't get married.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry.
But it's the straight people who are in relationships who don't get married.
But we didn't have to vote for it. What I'm saying is all...
It's not about them wanting to get married.
No,
it's wanting to be treated the same way as the rest of society.
But when you
and
get,
not to be treated like outcasts.
But when you get the right, use the right. Yeah.
But some people just don't
want
to.
That's like you, Casey. Casey's like that, by the way. Casey's like that, can I just say. Casey gets invited to this. Casey moans when she doesn't get invited to things.
No, I don't want.
Why am I saying invited?
No,
and then when she gets invited to things, she doesn't turn up. You are the gay referendum. You are literally the gay referendum.
I am happier not getting invited to things. I just want to do my shit and go home.
All I'm saying
too tired.
Is, four homosexual gentlemen that I know, yes.
What about homosexual ladies?
I don't know any homosexual ladies.
Why are there more gay men than women? Do you ever notice that? I know, like, so many gay men, but I don't know so many gay women.
Do I know any lesbonics?
Know your one. Remember your one who was staring at your one's ass when she was bent over?
You can't say that out loud. Oh, yeah, she was dribbling, wasn't she?
Your one bent over in front.
Yeah.
Now, in fairness, if you're going to stare at someone's ass and dribble, if I were a lesbian, that would be the person for
no
me
names,
too.
No names.
No.
Anyway, all I'm saying is I have a lot of gay friends. I'm big in the gay community. And four of my gay friends who were... what's on now?
Look at Shoshi's.
Shoshi is not that man's name, by the way. It's Joe. Joseph.
Shoshi on face.
Joseph, that's the Irish, you fool.
Oh, was.
No, don't get sidetracked. Yes, I look.
Look at his car.
Yes, I look like I'm going fishing, but that won't matter. Most people won't even get that because it's a podcast, it's audio. So move on, Casey. Casey gets so easily sidetracked. You're like my daughter.
Shoshi. Jeremy.
Joseph.
It's Shoshi.
Oh, whatever.
Jeremy, you look like you're ready for a fishing trip.
Yes, I look like I'm going fishing. It is. Yeah, I am actually. Now, that's not far from the truth because on the way home, my wife just texted me.
Saying to get fish.
Yeah, that's the only message I get from my wife.
Oh, Emma. Emma says this big gay will see you on Saturday night, Big J.
But she's not a friend. I wouldn't even call her an acquaintance. Well, no, I wouldn't. But she is of the taco variety, is Emma. Emma is a big fan of Mexican food. Loves the burrito.
Okay.
Loves the taco. Anyway, my four gay friends that were always at me and they were like, come on, you got to vote yes, which I was always going to do. They're all still unmarried. So what was the point of it? What was the point of it?
It wasn't about getting married.
Well, it was.
It was
actually,
about
that was
having the same. It was making a point that they shouldn't have to, you know, go through loops and hoops to get married. They should be able to get married.
So who's going through their hoop to get married? That happens after you get married. You go through the hoop.
I'm still laughing at the Jeremy looks like he's going fishing.
But it's a visual gag. Visual gags don't work on
the
podcast.
So you're wearing like you do look like you're going fishing. You're wearing a cap that looks like a fishing cap. You're wearing a what do they call it? A body warmer?
Aye, a body warmer.
It looks like a life jacket.
A life jacket. Oh, sorry, that sounds like Fred West. Isn't that that's the way you Fred... I didn't realise that Fred West talks like that. I'm watching Fred West. I'm fascinated.
That's really good.
Well, I'm fascinated with Fred West
that's
at the moment.
That's a really good accent.
Well, it could be a serial. So you're watching it as well.
Yeah, but I haven't watched much for it. So don't tell me what happens. Because
he's obviously a scumbag rapist, paedophile, murderer.
I know that he's murdered people, but I don't know the full story. So Jeremy was actually trying to spoil it for me yesterday.
Well, he's dead. That's not spoiling the thing.
I did not know that.
How did you not know Fred West was dead? He killed himself rather than face the music.
I wanted to watch. Now you've ruined it for me.
Anyway, I've never heard Fred West speaking before. But did you
all the clips are of him talking.
But it's clips and he's like, oh, he didn't mean to kill those people, so I didn't.
Do you want to give me any more spoilers?
Well, he did kill people.
I know he killed people, and now I know he's dead. I did not know he was dead.
Yeah, he buried them in the patio under the door.
Don't tell me what happens to Rose, because I need to know.
Oh, that bitch.
Oh, now you've just told me she was involved as well. That's great. No point watching her now.
Well, no, she's a bitch. That's fair to say. Anyway, he talks like that and I never knew he had an accent from. What part of England is that from?
That sounds like it's Welsh.
No, well, Wales isn't in England.
No, but it sounds like a Welsh accent.
No, he's... No.
That sounds like what you're doing is a Welsh accent.
No, it's not that accent. It's Yorkshire, isn't it? You are. I buried him in the patio, so he did.
It's really quite chilling, though, the clips where you hear him and he's laughing about it.
Nah, he's a...
And then they find bones and... It's fascinating. True crime is the most interesting thing ever. I love all my Netflix is all true crime.
Yeah. Anyway, if you haven't watched it yet, Fred is dead. Rose is doing life in prison.
Oh, Jesus Christ!
Well, you hardly thought
Jesus
she got...
Jesus Christ, Jeremy!
You hardly thought they let her away with it.
I knew of the West, but I don't know the story in detail, because when did this happen? What year was their conviction?
95.
I was only 5. So this, to me, is a brand new story to a point. I did not know any of that. Now I know he's dead and she goes to prison. That's great. No need to watch it now.
I love
how many
you.
People did they kill? You might as well tell me.
I love you till the day I die, Rose.
How many people did they kill?
Too many. Way too. Children, babies, arts.
All women.
It's dark.
I know it's dark.
It's a dark program.
I know it's dark, but I wanted to watch it without spoilers.
But you know, that's like me telling you now, don't watch Titanic because the ship sinks. Oh, I didn't know the ship sank, so I didn't die.
But I've seen the Titanic movie, so I know what happens. You have to ruin it for me, and I told you yesterday not to ruin it for me. I didn't want any spoilers.
So you thought at the end of this documentary that it was all going to end good or something like that?
No, but I didn't know what happened.
So Fred's working in a supermarket in England now or something
I didn't know if Rose would be convicted.
The yogurt is on aisle number three.
Aisle
number
three, the yogurt. Now, so now that's my watch viewing for tonight gone. That's great. That's brilliant.
Well, then I can tell you everything else that happened. So Rose is still alive. Rotten in a cell where she belongs.
Right.
Fred.
How many people was it in the end?
Oh, way too many. I don't know.
Why did they do it?
Well, there's a second documentary that I'm watching at the moment all about why they became... So, God love her. Now, in fairness to her, she's a scumbag. But she was abused as a kid as well. So
that doesn't...
No, I'm not saying, but she was...
God love her.
And he apparently had brain damage because he fell on his head. And that made him a bit... But anyway, absolute scumbags. So I've just saved you an hour of your life not having to watch it.
Thanks for the spoilers, Jeremy, for God's sake.
Okay. Anyway, I'm sorry. Why did that get so dark? We were supposed to be having fun and games. Why did you have to mention Fred West?
You mentioned Fred West. You're obsessed with Fred West.
I am.
You've brought him up a lot lately.
Yeah.
I'm concerned. I'm digging up your patio.
Will you? Actually, because there's a load of weeds. No, literally, I put down Weed Killer and the weeds come up straight away.
Katie probably thinks they're making a Titanic 2. No, I don't. Look, I knew.
Sorry, there
about
is actually
Fred
a Titanic 2.
Is there a second Titanic
yes.
movie?
Yeah.
Is it based on reality?
No. But there is a second
no,
Titanic.
No, there's not.
There is.
No.
There is. It was on telly over Christmas. Hang on. Titanic 2. Yeah, it came out in 2010.
And what happens in it?
Oh, sure. If I tell you that, you're going to say you ruined it. If you want to watch Titanic 2, I'm not making this up, by the way. Titanic 2 is a 2010 drama disaster movie. It's not a sequel to the 1997 movie. It's set on a ship called the Titanic that sets off 100 years after the original ship's maiden voyage. And the zombies on board, I think. So think of Titanic, but Jack is a zombie.
It's an apocalyptic. What was that?
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.